wie man Hanne gar nicht kann.
So this is my first time in this kollel, in this building, but I have had the zuchus and the pleasure to many times discuss and hear Rabbi Blazer and discuss things with him, and Baruch Hashem, I see how much he's been mashpi over here, Rabbi Singer also, known for a number of years. I thank them both for inviting me here to speak. Tonight, I guess it's on the flyer that we're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Zechiras Maimed Har Sinai. So every Siddur, after Shachris, you have Shesh Zechiras, six things that we're supposed to remember. Six times the Torah says to remember different things. So one of them is the mitzvah of the Zechira of Maimed Har Sinai. And they bring on that the Pasuk, or Psukim, Raki Shamelcha Shmanavshacha Ma'ay, this is Psukim in Parashat V'Aschanon. Person has to guard himself. Next pasuk is so the Torah is saying that we have to be very careful never to forget the things that we saw. And what are those things? The day that we stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, got the Torah. Okay, the Magen Avraham brings in Hilchos Kriya Shema, he brings that when a person is saying Ave Rabba, you should have in mind, when he says Avana V'charta, you should have in mind, this is the Chir of Matan Taira. When he says V'kir Avtanu, you should have in mind, Maimir Har Sinai. So he asks over there, why is it they have Shesh Zechirais? And only one of them, well, one of them is Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we taka have a mitzvah twice a day to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but of the other five, we only have one of them, which is Amalek, that Chazal Rekaveh, like a special Chiyuv, they have a Shabbos where everybody gets in lanes, Parsha Zachar, but the other ones we don't have. He goes through, he says, the reason by Maimon Har Sinai, where we don't have, Chazal weren't Kaveh, they didn't make a Shabbos of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai, is because we have Shavuos, and Shavuos is already a day that we have. For my medicine, it's like Shabbos, we don't need a special day to remember Shabbos. We have Shabbos, so too, we don't need a special day to be kind this way because we have Shavuos. Seems that the Magen Avraham is saying that every Shavuos, the person is the opportunity to be Mekayim, is meant to be Mekayim this, even if he doesn't do the Zechiras after davening, but he's meant to be Mekayim this mitzvah of Zechiras, my medicine, every Shavuos. Now, what's the Makor for this whole mitzvah? Where does it come from? The Magen Avraham is not the on bringing the Makor for the mitzvah. So the Makor, this is the Moedei HaMitzvahs bring it. So we're just going to discuss the Ramban. Ramban has a section in his Hasagos on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He has a list of all the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. He has the Shichas HaEssen after Mitzvah Aseh. The Rambam lists all the Mitzvah Aseh. And the Ramban writes which ones Ramban forgot. The Ramban writes which ones the Rambam forgot. And then after the Mitzvah Loisos, he has what's called the Shichas HaLavin. And he writes the Lavin that L'daitoi, the Rambam forgot. I mean, the Rambam didn't count, so he didn't forget, because they both come up with the number 613. But L'daitoi, the Rambam should have brought this mitzvah. And he says, brings these Pesukim, Hisham Elcha, Shmer Nafshecha Ma'od, and he brings that this is a Lav to not forget Maimed Har Sinai. Similarly, he says in his Perush on the Torah, that so he explains what the psukim are doing. And over there, he actually says, "Sama ha'ara." I'm not going to discuss, but he actually says over there that's a lav and an ase. And the Hasagas on the Rambam, he only says that it's a lav. He doesn't. It's not in the shechas esen. He doesn't bring this as an ase. You have pen tishkach, right? You have a shamelcha, right? The shamer pen va'al. Whenever he uses that lashon is a lashon of a lav. So you have the hishamer, and then you have v'idatnu v'nech v'levenech, which is the chayra an ase. But in his parish on the Torah, he calls it an assay, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs he doesn't discuss. But that's the way the Ramban understands these psukim. Then the Ramban says like this: he says, "V'hakavana b'zeh, g'day l'may." The purpose of this mitzvah is a tremendous importance to this mitzvah, and he basically quotes the Rambam to explain the importance of the mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Yisodei HaTorah basically says exactly the same thing. The Ramban is quoting him. The idea being that why is Maimed Har Sinai? Why is our mitzvah? We have to remember Maimed Har Sinai. What are we supposed to remember? The the flowers. What are we meant to remember from Maamar Har Sinai? The remembering of Maamar Har Sinai is very important because that is when Klal Yisrael heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu and giving over the Torah. And through that seeing and hearing, through what Klal Yisrael saw over there, it became clear to them, it became poshut to them and obvious to them that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, his what was Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was nothing from Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu was just hearing it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this idea that Torah is min HaShemayim, right? The foundation of the Emunah that Torah is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that we saw it with our own eyes, and we heard it with our own ears. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pesukim say, directly, that Klal Yisrael heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam brings on that. The nation should hear when I'm speaking to Klal Yisrael. And through that, they're going to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu forever. So this is a big yisoy that the Rambam explains, that it's different than any other Navi. Never had this. No other Navi could have this. Other Nevi'im can make isois. They can make signs. They can say, believe me what I'm saying, because this is going to happen. And the ice could come, and people will believe the Navi, that's halacha, that they, we believe a Navi because he makes an ice. There are exceptions, but in general, that's halacha. But he says, Amunah in such a Navi, he says, is not a great Amunah. He says, it's not a permanent Amunah. He says, there's always a room for doubt. Maybe he did the ice with Kishuf. Right? Maybe he used witchcraft to make this ice. But he says, the only thing that can't be denied is something that you see, you hear, you witness, it's Amish right in front of you. That's something which is an emunah which can never be denied. So the Rambam, this Rambam is of course one of the Yud Gimel Yikarim of the Rambam, and he says it over there also, this Nakuda, that everybody has a chiyuv to believe that Torah's Moshe is the Torah from the beginning to the end, that's the Torah, nothing else, can't be changed. If somebody, another comes later on and he says, there's no Isra of Chilul Shabbos, or there's no Chelev, or there's no way. We don't believe him because we already heard directly from Moshe Rabbeinu what the Torah is. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu heard everything from a Kodesh Baruch because we saw that. Okay, so the Chari would seem that even though the Rambam holds that this is an Iker, this is one of the things that we're Mechuyev to believe, but nevertheless, there's no Asay, there's no Lav, there's no specific mitzvah that we have to do something to remember it, to focus on it. It's just something we need to know. Like, Chiyas HaMeisim, we have to know, but there's no lav, as far as I know, there's no lav, no asay, that we have to do something to remember, to know, that we should believe in Chiyas HaMeisim. Just have to believe it. So here, too, we have to believe it, but it's not an asay or a lois asay. That's what it would seem that the Rambam would hold. And the Rambam doesn't, when he brings all of this about the Emunah and Nevuas Moshe, he never mentions anything about the pasuk of Vaydatn Levanecha Levanecha Yom Asher Amarta. That's not negiah to that. The only pasuk he brings over there, one of the only pesukim, is the pasuk of Gam B'chol Yaminu La'olam, which he says is a new type of emuna that goes forever because it has no way, there's no makom for any doubts to come in. So now, what does the Rambam tackle hold? What does he do with the other pesukim? What does the Rambam understand? Why doesn't he count it as a mitzvah? Why doesn't he bring the pasuk says So on that, the Megillus Esther, the Perush on the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah, he says that the Rambam doesn't count it because he holds that pasuk is not referring to specifically teaching your children or not forgetting Maamar Har Sinai. It's going on all of Torah. Really, the pasuk before, really a few pasukim before. The pasuk right before is "Umi goy gadol asher loy chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim chol atayra azoyis asher anoichi noisim lefneichem ayoyim." Right, chol atayra azoyis, and then the next pasuk is "Raki shomer lachol shmonav shchemoy pentishka chazad varim." So, understands that it's going back on the pesukim before. The pesukim before are talking about all of the Torah, and Torah is saying, "Be careful not to forget the Torah." And Megillas Esther, this is the way Rashi also learns the pasuk. So it's not just the Rambam, it's the way Rashi learns over there. He says, and the pasuk, Rakhi Shamar Lecha, he says, Oz, Kishaloi Tishkechu, If you, when you do the mitzvahs, if you don't forget them and you do the mitzvahs properly, you're going to be considered chachamim. And he doesn't learn that it's going on Maimed Har Sinai specifically. Okay, now, it's not only Rashi who learns like that. Every Maimer Chazal that has to do with these psukim also is always going on all of Torah. It's not going on specifically Maimed Har Sinai. For example, you have a Mishnah in Avos. It says that anybody who forgets anything in the Torah, anything that he learned, is Chayav Misa. Because the Pasuk says, Raki Shamar Lecha, Shmor Nafshecha Maidetz. To guard your life, it's like Shmaratam with Nafshei Seichem. It's actually your life. So Pentishka Chesed Devar. Maybe you'll forget. It means forgetting. Not talking about forgetting Maimed Har Sinai. It's talking about forgetting anything in the Torah. Maybe a similar Gemara in Menachos says that the person who forgets something that he learned is Oivran Alav. It means also again the same pasuk Pentishkach, which is the Lashon of Alav. We have another Gemara that says that a Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah because the pasuk says Vaydaklan Lunech Vnevanech. The next pasuk says Yom Asher Matu Lufnei Hashem Lekecha Bechayre. So when you learn Torah, it has to be like Yom Asher Matu, just like over there is Be'ema Be'ira Beres Vezer, was with fear and awe and trembling. So too, in the future, it also has to be Be'ema Be'ira Beres Vezer. Again, it's not talking about Maimon Har Sinai. It's talking about meaning. It's talking about all of Torah. The Ramban himself, in this, when where he's masik on the around the Shichas Alavin, he bavorins a fourth Chazal, a fourth the Gemara in Kedushin. And the Gemara in Kedushin learns out the din that a grandfather has to teach his son Torah, right? His son's children he has to teach Torah, because the pasuk says Vaydatim Levanecha Levanevanecha. You have to teach your sons and your son's sons. So again, that's not a chiyuv to learn to teach a Maimon Har Sinai. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the Gemara is learning halacha l'maisa. The Gemara is learning that it's a mitzvah on the grandfather to teach his grandson Torah. So Rabban himself bavorns that kash, and he says, "Don't make a mistake and think that I'm wrong and that this pasuk is not going on Maimon Har Sinai. It's just going on the Torah because of this Gemara in Kedushin." He says, "Because no, it is going on Maimon Har Sinai, but he says emunas haTorah hu alim ratayra." It's a little bit vague, but he says everyone can. Maven Yovin, everyone can think about it. The Chayyur, what he means to say is that it's mitl tali zeh bezeh. It means you can't learning Torah without understanding that Torah's min hashemayim is nothing, and not knowing and just learning the Torah min hashemayim without knowing Torah is nothing. So it means that the two things are mitl tali zeh bezeh. So if the grandfather has to teach his grandson amunas haTorah, then we can see from there that he also has to teach his grandson Torah. I guess that's what he means. Not so clear what he means. The Ramban himself did have this side. Okay, so that L'chaira would be the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban is what the Pasuk is referring to. So I don't understand the Pasuk chat and the Pasuk. The Pasuk chat and the Pasuk teaching you to remember Maimed Har Sinai. The Pasuk chat and the Pasuk is to teach you to remember Torah. I'll learn Torah, teach Torah, learn Torah, but nothing specifically about Maimed Har Sinai. And that would be L'chaira, the end of everything. Except that we have one other Rambam, which the Chayra makes everything very, very difficult. The Rambam in Igeres Teman, he writes something that you have to check to make sure that it's not the Ramban talking. So I'll read you the Lashon. This is the Rambam in Igeres Teman. This is a letter that he wrote to the people of Teman when they were going through difficult times, and he was trying to be mechazik them. In the Munah, so among other things, he was trying to be mechazik them in their Munah. So he says a lot. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He's trying to explain how they should be mechazik themselves in their Munah. He has to teach your children that Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNaviim, and the whole Torah from Bereishis until the end is Dibur Me'es Abarius Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to teach them all of this. And that you can't change anything. Okay, Kamoiken, he says like this. Kamoiken, Zichru Maimed Har Sinai. Remember Maimed Har Sinai. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachar Tamid. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to always remember Maimed Har Sinai. V'gam Ziranu Milishav Loisei. He's like the Ramban and Chumash. He holds as an assay and a Loisei assay. The Torah is Mitzavah to remember it all the time. And he told us not to forget it. And he commanded us to teach it to our children so that they should grow up with this knowledge, with knowing that something happened called Maimon Har Sinai. And whom Hashem Nemar, this is the pasuk, Raki Shomer Lecha, Shomer Nafshi Chamoy, the same pasuk we've been discussing from the beginning. Mamish is word for word, come out from the Ramban in the Chumash, and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the way we've been explaining it is that the Rambam holds that this took on nothing to do with Maimon Har Sinai, the Megillas Esther is explaining it, the way it seems, the Rambam actually, hopefully, the Rambam actually also paskins that, says the Lashon, until when is a person chayav to learn Torah, Yom Moisa, until when is a person chayav to learn Torah, until the day that he dies, because the Pasuk says, Ufen Yasu, Milvavacha, Kol Yimei Chayecha, and any time that you stop learning, you're going to forget. So, you see, again, clear, the Rambam Lahalacha is paskining that the Pesukim are referring to learning Torah. And yet, in the Geras Taimon, seems that he changed his mind, but he seems mamish to say exactly like the Ramban. So, the story, and I guess I would try to figure out what year he wrote it and why he changed his mind. Maybe he changed his mind, yeah. But I'm not. So, I'm not going to get into that possibility. So I'm going to bring it now from another part of the Geras Taimon where I think he also says something also very difficult to understand, but I think it gives us a way to understand how the Rambam understood these pesukim. Again, it's Mamish, a very simple question. We have a pasuk that talks about a lav, pentishkach hasadvar mashiro einecha, penisum levavcha, is it going on kol ator, is it going on everything, or is it going specifically on Maimon Har Sinai? That's the stira that we have in the Rambam. Okay, so earlier in the Geras Taimon, and he's trying to mechazik them, and he's trying to explain all the tzaras that are happening, all the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to challenge everyone's emuna as a way for people to be able to prove their emuna. That's really the Ramban actually brings in Chumash from the Rambam also, the puzzle by Matan Torah, it says, Levavur Nasois Eschemba. Well, looking at this, they learn Nasois, not Pashur it means, but they learn that Nasois is a Lashon of Nisoyan, that in order to test you, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made Matan Torah in order that in the future you could test them, right? See it, all the generations always tested in many different ways. Look now, there's Mamish Yechidim who actually really believe in terms of the population of the world and the science and everything. It's like, how many people are actually, I mean, there's not that many of us left. It's where we're constantly tested. So that's why we have to come back to this this Maimon Har Sinai. So that's what the Rambam is discussing over there. And he says like this, Kfar hivtichanu habari yisparach, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a haftacha. Ka'adam and lechazor v'chavera, v'daivonu b'arvusay. Kodesh Baruch Hu is like an orech, like a guarantor. And he's a good guarantor, Kodesh Baruch Hu, pretty good. V'haydiyenu shekol mi she'amar al Har Sinai, that anybody who stood on Har Sinai, she'im aminim b'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol ma'ashe b'al yadu, that they'll believe b'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu no matter what happens. Whatever Nisayin they're going to have, they stood on Har Sinai, they're going to maintain their emunah. They're not going to be shaken by whatever shmad, whatever circumstance happens, and it's not going to affect them. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu is guaranteeing that. Heim uvneim uvnei v'neim ad oilam. Not only them, but also all of their future daughters, all their children, grandchildren. Shekein amar Kodesh Baruch Hu yisparach, hinei anoichi bo yilech ba'av ha'anan, ba'av word yishma amad abi yimach, Kodesh Hashem is coming to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, in order that the nation should hear when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks, v'gam b'cho yaminu oilam. So, Rambam is saying, v'gam b'cho yaminu oilam, is not just Kodesh Baruch Hu saying that I'll do this in order that they should have him in you. He's saying it's haftacha. V'gam b'cho yaminu oilam is haftacha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael, that the descendants of the people who are Oymed al Har Sinai, are going to have an unshakable faith in Nevuas Moshe. And he says, v'fichi yesh l'das, you should know, shekol mishen notim b'derech hadas, anybody who doubts Moshe Rabbeinu. He says she'ena mizera anoshim hem. Hard to understand exactly what he means. He says not from there. He's not descended from Zatocha. So if you don't believe, it means that your parents didn't stand by Har Sinai. V'cheina Rabbi Senu zichron l'bracha. I call him a static b'nevua. Lo yomdu avoyis aval Har Sinai. Loshon Chazal also said that the fathers never stood on Har Sinai. Okay, so exactly how to understand what that's meant to be taken literally or not literally, it's k'ilu, the fathers never stood in Har Sinai. But it's hard to understand. What does it mean? It means that if my parents were by Har Sinai, so that somehow makes me a Maimon. Either I know about Matan Torah and I believe in Matan Torah, or I don't believe in Matan Torah. So if I believe in Matan Torah, then I'll have a Muna. If I don't believe in Matan Torah, then I'm not going to have a Muna L'chayr. And then, right, there was a Havtacha that anybody who stood on Har Sinai, their children are going to have a Muna, an unshakable faith in the Muna Satayra. So then, what's the need for everything that the Rambam talks about, that you have to teach your children? It's like one page later in the Geres Tehman, he says you have to make sure to stress to your children everything about Matan Torah. What's the point? There's a Havtacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is an Arev. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a guarantee that if my eyes stood on our scene, then my child is gonna have a Muna. So what do I have to teach him anything for? So what you see from the Rambam, and this is really the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam, it's a very small Machloikis. Ramban is basically saying that the Pasuk is talking about Emuna Satayra, and the Rambam is basically saying that the Pasuk is talking about Emuna Satayra. Ramban somehow understands that it also, well, he says Emuna Satayra is Limud HaTorah, and the Rambam is saying that really the Pasuk is also Limud HaTorah. What exactly is the Nekudah, and how is the Rambam exactly understanding the Pasuk? It's very Pashut. The Chayra, the way the Ramban is understanding the way that Emuna is transmitted or it's given over to the future generations is that we, the people who stood by Har Sinai, saw something and they got this very firm belief, and then they pass it down through their children and their children's children, and then so they have that knowledge of what happened now, and they know to believe it. Maybe like the Kuzari discusses that it would be very difficult for anybody to make up such a story, or maybe just because they believe their derech is to believe what your parents tell you. So they're going to have that belief because they're aware of Maimon Har Sinai. So it's the knowledge of Maimon Har Sinai which creates the emuna in the Nevuas Moshe. Because the knowledge of Maimon Har Sinai is that they saw Kadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe, and then I heard that from my father. So I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. So I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and I have emuna. But what the Rambam is saying is that the real emunah doesn't come from the knowledge and the idea of Maimon Har Sinai. It comes from being by Maimon Har Sinai, from standing and being by part of the Maimon Har Sinai. That's where the emunah comes from. The emunah is not just the knowing that the Maimon Har Sinai, when they saw and they heard what they saw and they heard, and they see that Kadosh Baruch was speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. So they got this emunah, that's a metzias, that when you see something, you believe it. And that emunah became ingrained in them, and it becomes part of the nature of Kal Yisrael, becomes something which is inherent to Kal Yisrael, and it gets automatically transmitted from generation to generation. Meaning the Maimed Har Sinai, not the knowledge of Maimed Har Sinai, but the Maimed itself is where Emunas HaTorah is meant to come. The Emunah, the Nevuah Moshe, the Emunah of the Torah comes from the experience of Maimed Har Sinai, not just from the knowledge of Maimed Har Sinai. Now, this, the Chayyim understand, is it doesn't, as much as something may be, a person may have a certain nature to believe in something that it's built into him, that he was born with, but at the end of the day, if he never hears anything about Maimed Har Sinai, nobody ever tells him that there's a concept of Maimed Har Sinai, so that's not going to have any meaning to him. So obviously, it has to be brought out to the pilot, it has to be brought out to his external self, where he can actually have the actual knowledge, the actual belief. Right? It's not just, you can't just have a belief that's deep inside your heart. They didn't know about that. You have to be able to access that belief. So what's going to be the access of the belief? So if the yisoid of the emunah comes from Maimed Har Sinai, not from knowing about Maimed Har Sinai, but from being by Maimed Har Sinai, so then Huadin, that the way that it gets transmitted in a more real sense to the future generations is also through an experience of Maimed Har Sinai. And how do they have an experience of Maimed Har Sinai? So I said that really all learning Torah, when a father is teaching his son Torah, or anybody who's learning Torah, that's also an extension of Maimed Har Sinai. That's a hemshich of Maimed Har Sinai. A person can experience, but Befrat, or maybe only when it's given that context, means that he knows that his father also told him about Maimon Har Sinai, and he's telling him that what we're learning now is something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Klal Yisrael heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he learns that with his father. He's going to experience a Maimon Har Sinai as well. It's an interesting Teres Chaim. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but Teres Chaim, just one Nekuda that the Teres Chaim says, at the end of it, is asked why we make the bracha. At Berachas HaTorah, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noisin HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, it's a present tense. She said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nosan HaTorah. So he says, and he brings that Chazal say, and the Pasuk says it was called God of Elayasa. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu was a voice that didn't end. It says that it doesn't mean, it means when Matan Torah ended, the coil didn't end. So he goes by Richas to explain that there's the coil that came to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, is the coil that comes to every person who learns Torah is receiving that coil directly from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says this is an Indian that the Chazal talk about Torah Mechazeres, Alachsan Yishaloi. The Torah is chasing after. They find Torah chasing after somebody. The answer is that there's a coil that's coming out, and that coil will find the person who, certain people, some over there, but someone is the third generation Talmud Chacham. So from then on, Torah Mechazeres Alachsan Yishaloi. So in other words, the idea being that the Rambam is understanding that these psukim of the Shomer Lecha, it's not going on Kol HaTorah Kula. Meaning the psukim are saying, just like the psukim before we're talking about the Torah, these psukim are talking about the Torah. But what's it calling the Torah? It's calling the Torah the Devarim Asherah Leinecha, the things that your eyes saw, that you directly saw, right? That's what the Torah is, meaning it's referencing the Torah as the things that we saw, because it's saying that the teaching of the Torah needs to be an experience where the person doesn't just, not just hearing something in a vacuum, he's hearing something that he knows was what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, and is as clear to him as that, and through experiencing like that, that's how he's able to access the emunah that was ingrained in him by being a descendant of somebody who was Omer al Har Sinai. So this is really the machloikis, let's say, between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that in order to create emunah satira for your children and your grandchildren, you have to tell them about Maimon Har Sinai. And that's what the Pesukim is saying. Tell them about Maimon Har Sinai, that they should believe in Maimon Har Sinai, educate them in Maimon Har Sinai, and then they'll have emunah. And the Rambam is saying is that the way that we create the emunah in Maimon Har Sinai is by making the learning itself, making that a hemshech matar, making that a ke'ena Maimon Har Sinai, which is what the Chazal is telling us. It has to be be'eim v'b'yir b'rasis v'zeh. We're supposed to learn Torah in a very serious way. It's not meant to be, and nowadays we're lazy, so we sit and we do that. But I'm saying be'etzem limud haTorah is a very serious thing. It's because it's a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the coil of Har Sinai that's continuing ad hayoyim, and this is the way that we have to teach our children. We have to put into the chinuch that we provide, not just that we're teaching them Torah, but that we're making them understand that what we're learning, and not just for our children, for us ourselves, we have to, when we learn, we should feel also this connection to Maimon Har Sinai. And through that, we have this, and that's what allows us to be Omer Nisayon and Befrat before Shavuos, which again, the Magen Avraham says is the day which we are Mekayim this Indian of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai. Utilize Shavuos to remind us that we're learning the Torah, we're learning whatever we're learning, Lulav HaGazal, whatever you're learning, it's all from Kadosh Baruch Hu directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos.